Hey there, awesome humans. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's roller coaster. You know that feeling when you're holding onto anger or resentment like a precious stone? It can feel so heavy, right? But what if I told you that forgiveness isn't about condoning the wrong, it's about liberating yourself. This isn't some fluffy self-help spiel, this is real talk. Holding onto grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. We all deserve peace of mind, and sometimes, that starts with forgiving ourselves and others. Today, we're diving deep into the power of forgiveness and healing. Think of it like a mental detox, a spring cleaning for your soul. Get ready because we're about to unpack some serious gems. First up, forgiveness isn't weakness, it's strength. Seriously, it takes immense courage to let go of the bitterness. It means acknowledging that hurt happened, but choosing not to let it define you. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is like carrying a brick around with you everywhere you go. It weighs you down, slows you down, and eventually, it's just plain exhausting. Forgiveness? That's releasing that brick. You can finally breathe, move freely, and focus on what truly matters. Next, forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's about choosing not to let the past control your present or future. We don't have to erase the experience, but we can choose how it impacts us. Imagine this. You've been wronged, deeply hurt. Instead of letting that define who you are, you learn from it. You build resilience. You become stronger, wiser, and more compassionate. Remember, everyone messes up, even the best of us. We all have flaws, insecurities, and moments where we fall short. Holding on to resentment towards someone because they made a mistake? That's like refusing to let yourself learn and grow because you're afraid of making mistakes again. Forgiveness allows for growth, both for ourselves and those we've forgiven. Here's the thing. Forgiveness isn't just about other people, it's about yourself too. Ever had a fight with yourself? Maybe you beat yourself up over a mistake or dwell on past regrets? That's where self-forgiveness comes in. It's about acknowledging that you are human, you make mistakes, and that's okay. Learning to be kind to yourself, forgiving your own imperfections, that's a game changer. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easy for Riley to say. But trust me, this stuff isn't always easy. It takes time, effort, and sometimes, even professional help. But the rewards? They are absolutely worth it. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine someone wronged you, deeply hurt you. You hold on to that anger, that resentment for years. You lose sleep, you miss out on experiences because you're consumed by this negativity. Now imagine letting go of that anger. Imagine feeling lighter, freer, more at peace. That's the power of forgiveness. It doesn't erase the pain, but it allows you to move forward with your life, head held high. I know a woman who was incredibly hurt by a betrayal in her past. For years, she carried that anger, that bitterness like a heavy cloak. One day, she decided to take a different path. She sought therapy, worked through her pain, and eventually, forgave the person who had wronged her. It wasn't easy, but it was transformative. She told me she felt lighter than air. The anger lifted, the resentment faded, and in its place was peace. Remember, you are not defined by your past or your hurts. You have the power to choose forgiveness. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself, take it one step at a time, and remember. You are worthy of healing, and you deserve to live a life free from the shackles of anger and resentment. Go out there, forgive yourself, forgive others, and watch your world transform. It's going to be amazing. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. You never know, you might just change their life. And hey, if you're feeling inspired, leave us a review. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay awesome, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.